in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If we just want to sing a song for our God, the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And this is song is entitled "I Love You More."
Amen.
We just want to express our love. Amen.
Amen.
We love Jesus so much. I love you more, Jesus. I love you more, Jesus. I love you more, my Lord. I love you more. I love you more, Jesus. I love you more, Jesus. I love you more, my King. I love you more, so now I love you.
I love you more, Jesus. I love you more.
I love my Savior.
Savior. I love you more.
I love my King.
My King. I love you more.
I love you more, Jesus. Courage be when I grow.
Amen.
Jesus, you are always on my side all the time. So now I love you.
I love you more.
I love my Jesus.
Until Christ is reflected through us. Every individual must reflect the character of Christ. And the bride must reflect Christ.
God bless you.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The one good thing about God. There's no limit to his spirit. He can be everywhere present at the same time.
Yes.
God can be in the United States and Africa at the same time. Praise God. So I feel the great spirit of God here.
Amen.
Amen. All right, as our brother is just speaking, it's all in the Word of God. And we know that Christ is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word is God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us turn in the Word of God to the 18th chapter of the book of Acts.
Chapter 18.
Praise the Lord. I want to move over a little closer to the light in reading the Word. And would you like to stand for the reading of the Word?
Amen.
18th chapter of the book of Acts, starting verse 34. And I want to speak on the Word more perfectly.
Praise God.
Verse 24. It says, and a certain Jew named Aquila, born at Zale, an eloquent man and mighty in the scripture, came to Ephesus.
And for a good ndipo anafika kwa Efeso Yuda wina zina lache Apollo huko lache waku Alessandria mungu wolankula mwanzenu ndipo anali wampambu kumaremba.
This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently by the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John.
Yeyu anapumzisidwa munjira ya ambuye, kukala nao mzimu wachangu. Ananena ndi kupumzisa mosamarira zintu za Yesu, ndiye woziwa ubatizo wa Yohani woka.
And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly.
Ndipo iye anayamba kulankula molimba mtima musunagoge, koma pamene anamumba iye Prisila ndi Akula, anamtenga na mpotokozera njira ya Mulungu mosamalitsa.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, God, and for your anointing.
Yes.
God, we ask that you take us into your hands, take the congregation and completely into your hands. And God, I just pray that you'll bless us and give us something, Lord, that will assist us in our journey and cause us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Be seated. Seem to be in effect all the way through. And that was that we should grow in grace and in the knowledge of
God.
Amen.
Amen.
We start our journey here as a little baby. And the Bible says that babies desire the sincere milk. Then babes desire the milk of the Word. And And the Bible says strong meat belongs to them that are full age.
Ati nyama ija kapela kuti jai yopezeka na mabonzo ni iwo okwima mumau wa Mungu.
And in ministering the word of God, we got those that are not full grown. And we got those that are almost full grown. So we need some milk and meat.
Yes.
I like a little milk sometimes to wash my meat down. Amen. Now when Priscilla and Aquila came to Ephesus, they found a mighty teacher here. His name was Apollos. And he had come so far with God, but he needed to go further. He has come to know about the baptism of John. And John preached a certain type message. John taught that we ought to believe on Christ when he came. And Apollos was preaching that very diligently. Not seeing that just beyond what he was teaching, there was more in the Word of God to go on to. And that's what we've got to do today, find that's to go on to. Now we find in the Word of God that John had the spirit of Elijah. And he taught the baptism. Water baptism. And in Acts chapter 1, the word says, John verily baptized with water, but he that cometh after us shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and
fire.
So we weren't only looking for the baptism of water, we're looking for that baptism of the Holy Ghost. And Paul had came that far in the Word. But he needed to go further. So Priscilla and Aquila had set under Paul's ministry. And they understood the Word of God further. And one thing I like about what they did, they didn't try to destroy what Paulus had.
Yes.
They just wanted to show him a little more of the things that God had revealed to them.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So that's where we're going today. We want to go beyond what we've been taught so far.
Yes.
That's the way God does. He's constantly moving us on.
Yes, Murumanga Tiendesa
Amen.
And it should be the aim of every member of the bride.
Yes.
To know the way of the Lord more perfectly. The Word of God teaches that there are those that use cunning craftiness on people. And the cunning craftiness they use They take the word of God to do it.
Watenga mau amungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Now we've had a man come to this generation.
Tinamba kuti mwabwera munthu wina ku mbadwo uno.
Brother William Marion Brown.
A brother William Marion Branham.
And he had the spirit of Elijah.
And I didn't know him from here.
Just like John the Baptist.
Monga Yohane Mbatizi.
Now that spirit comes five times.
Uja mzimu uja ubwera kachinai.
The spirit fell first on Elijah.
Unabwera choyamba pa Elia.
And then on Elisha.
Unabwera pa Elisha.
And then on John the Baptist.
Unabwera pa Yohane Mbatizi.
Malachi 4, 5, 6 tells us that spirit is to come again. Behold, I send you Elijah to
come.
And he's going to restore you back to the face of
Christ.
And another time this same spirit's come is fall on one of the messengers of Israel.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 11 talks about two witnesses.
Chapter 11 otumikira aviri.
And we find by studying the word of God that the spirit of Moses and Elijah
were
and they will preach the word of God, and Israel will be woke up.
Yes.
Now I want you to notice something about these two prophets. Moses was an Old Testament prophet.
At Moses,
yes. Elijah was an Old Testament prophet. And when this Elijah come to our age, that spirit of Elijah I'm speaking of, that spirit was from an Old Testament setting. But the perfection of the saints is to come by fivefold
ministry. What is Sanu?
Amen. Alright. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ain't the Lord good?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 4 tells us,
chapter 4
tells us the only ministry God
does
for the perfecting of the
saints.
Now, we have many churches today that calls themselves message churches.
I mean, I could see it done of the Mampingo,
meaning they heard Brother Brown's message and they try to quote and follow it.
Yes.
And I'll be the first to say that message was sent from God.
Amen.
But it only took us so far.
Yes.
As John the Baptist message took them so far,
there
had to be something
followed.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, the prophet said many things that identified who he was.
William Branham, for instance,
he would say, the word don't come to nobody but a prophet.
Yes.
But now, when we look in the New Testament,
yes,
if we try to follow that line, we'll run out of scripture.
Amen.
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 How many love him now?
Amen.
Amen. Now, I went to a church when I first heard the message. And they taught me that God sent a prophet. And he finished all the mysteries of the Bible. And there was nothing else to come. That I just needed to read spoken word books. And just quote what the prophet said.
Yes.
But I also was preaching before this time. I was preaching before I heard the message. I was preaching God's going to use the fivefold ministry to perfect
the ministry.
Yes.
But the pastor of the church called me aside.
Yeah.
And he said, that was probably for another age. Because, he said, God sent a prophet, he finished
everything.
So he said, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't preach. God's going to perfect the church with fivefold ministry. So I said, my brother, I'll try. obey you. I said, I'll try to obey you. But when the anointing of God fell on the word of God became so important that I had to say it like it is. That's the only way I know to do it.
Amen.
Well, I told you just a moment ago, the Bible talks about those that will use cunning
crafts. Yes.
And for the sake of illustration, I would like to use cunning craftiness for just a few moments.
Yes.
So you can make the comparison. And I want to make the comparison between Old Testament and New Testament ministry. I was taught like this, and I'll use how I was taught.
Yes.
That when God get ready to send His word to earth, He always used a prophet. And God never sends His word except by a prophet. Now I'm going to use a little kind craftiness on you, but I'm going to straighten out in just a moment. And the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. Remember. Now Moses was a prophet. And the word came to him. Elijah was a prophet. And the word came to him. John the Baptist was the last of the Old Testament prophets. And the word came to him. And we could go on and on with that thought. Moses said, the Lord thy God will raise a prophet like unto
me.
And everyone that won't hear this prophet will be cut off. And all the prophets that came before Christ was leading up to the time that Christ would come. Who was that prophet that Moses spoke about? Alright, so we go back, we'll take the, remember folks, the word do not come to anybody but a prophet. That's the only way the word came. And then, here in this last day, what God
did?
He sent another prophet in the world to mind nobody but the prophet. Okay, now use kind craftiness on me.
Okay,
now what did I leave out?
I
left out the entire New Testament ministry.
Amen. Yes.
Because in the New Testament, it's not that way. There was three prophets on the scene in the book of Acts at one time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then Paul spoke of a fivefold
ministry.
And John on the Isle of Patmos wrote about seven messengers, seven pastors of the churches of Asia. Seven church age messengers.
Seven
church age messengers. All right. Now, amen. When we get this, we go through all the messengers. The word that the brother read here earlier is still laying there to be fulfilled.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So if I tell you the word don't come, nobody but the prophet. That's the way it was in the Old Testament. And God sent one in the, over here in this age that done the same thing. So God continues His routine of the word come on into the prophet. That will not put you in the New Testament church. Because there's a New Testament church, and there's a New Testament church, and God raised up an apostle. His name's Paul. And he raised up another great apostle, Peter. And we find in Galatians chapter 2, we find there that Peter had the gospel to the circumcision, which was the Jews. But Paul had the gospel for the Gentiles. And we are Gentiles.
Yes.
There are 14 books of the
Bible
that Paul wrote. It basically gives the instruction for the Gentile church.
Amen.
Now, you take the Old Testament. With all the good reading there is in it. He tells about the priesthood, as Moses does. And about the, he tells the priesthood and about how to build a temple
and all. Munga otumikira Mulungu anafunikira kuti apange.
And we read about the Ark of the Covenant, what it's got in it. And we can read for weeks on that one thing.
Amen. Amen.
And we can read for weeks on that one thing.
Tikonzo verenga zonsezi.
But Paul took it.
Koma Paulo iye.
And showed us how it applied to the Gentile church.
Anango zireta zonsezi na tuonesela kutikoti zaru.
He wrote a book called the Book of Hebrews.
And
there it showed where the high priest
fit.
And how it was fulfilled in Christ.
Yes.
He showed about the building of the temple. At Christ, amen, and all these things. And he showed how it applied to the Gentile church. And it's a wonderful book. Paul took and scooped up all those Old Testament types and put them in one book for us so that we don't have to read for weeks and weeks trying to figure it out. He showed us how to apply it to the Gentile bride.
Amen.
Amen. All right, here's what God did in this last day. He knew a lot of people wasn't wanting the word. He knew a lot of people, they were wanting signs and gifts more than the word. So what he did, he sent a prophet of an Old Testament.
Yes.
And he used that prophet as he did the Old Testament
prophet.
And he set certain signs in there to identify who he was. The bride watched that word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
When the man get up and say, "Don't remember the word, don't come to nobody but a prophet." I've got one question.
Yes.
Where do you find that in the New Testament?
Praise
the Lord.
To tell you frankly, it's not there.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
But that God used that mighty man,
and
the bride used those things to identify.
Nangare bride wa Yesu Kristo ayizingayizo kuti amzindikire iye.
Now we know that Elijah has come.
Tizo kuti Elia anadza.
And he turned the heart of the people.
Anakwanisa kutaninga mitima ya anthu onse.
The heart or core of anything is a small group.
Wonse anakwanisa kuwachita kwanje kutaninga mitima yao.
There's a lot of people heard it and was caught up in it, but very few went on to the word.
Ambiri anamumba iye kuma angono chabi anakonga mau.
Hallelujah. God preached truth. We're too late now to play around. The word of God be preached in its full strength.
Yes.
Now let's get away from the cunning craftiness. That's what people use out of it. And I'm sure every one of you have heard. Now let's go to the New Testament and see if we can find that there. I can tell you with an emphatic no. You can't find that there. God used certain statements to bind the goat. So the sheep could go free and believe the word.
Amen.
Amen, yes.
And since they didn't want the word, just signs and wonders, he used the prophet. Many will talk about how they believe the word. But God's going to try you and see if you do or not.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church is going to be perfected by a New Testament ministry.
Yes.
Now let's look at it just a moment. The church has fallen away through the church
age.
And there were so many preachers preaching different things. So God picked an Old Testament prophet up over here and brought him over here and set him in the New Testament.
Yes.
And he began to use that one man.
Yes.
The pre-choir baptism. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He began to use him to tell us, come out of denomination. He began to use him to tell us, get back to the word. But it never was God's plan to perfect the church by that prophet. It weren't God's plan. It was not God's plan to perfect the church by that prophet. Now, when you lay the word out here, especially to those that claim to be following the prophet,
Amen. Amen.
And that's probably who they are following because they haven't understood the word more perfectly.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you love him now?
Amen.
That prophet told us, go back to what Paul preached.
Yes.
Go back to what he preached. Then if we do, we have to forsake the notion or the doctrine. That the word don't come to anybody but a prophet. Because now we get the New Testament.
New Testament.
The church fell away.
Don't utagwa.
It went through seven church ages.
Napita muma seven church ages.
And the very first chapter of the book of Revelation, John sees a candlestick. And Jesus walking on the seven candlesticks. And he told John, I'll tell thee this mystery.
This mystery
of the candlesticks, of the seven
candlesticks.
And when he tells them of the mystery, remember the mystery is a singular mystery. One
minute.
Yes.
Amen.
When we look in the Word of God, there was a mystery, singular, that Paul, God revealed to
Paul.
And that was that God's going to accept the Gentiles into this, not just
Jews.
And Paul said, God made known to me this mystery that's been hid since the world.
Yes.
So that was their mystery back there.
Yes.
In Revelation chapter 1, he talks of another mystery, singular. And the mystery had to do with the seven candlesticks, the seven churches. No. Oh, it's so clear. We may get in before this meeting. No, not tonight. Well, Revelation. Oh, I'm getting there. I'm not trying to outrun you, ain't it, brother? Amen.
Amen.
Lord's good, ain't he?
Woo!
Amen. I feel that wheel in the middle of the wheel. The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we read in Revelation chapter 10.
Chapter 10.
Verse 7. And most of the people that claim to follow the message. They'll always quote this scripture. And 99% of the time they quote it wrong.
99 times
it's
they will quote it like this. But in the days of the voice of the seven angels, when he begins to sound, now here's the kicker. He says, they'll say, all the mysteries of God will be finished. Well, the Bible won't say that. Revelation chapter 1 tells us what the mystery is to begin with.
Revelation chapter 1 and 2 says that's your theme. It
has to do with the church age, the candlesticks, and all that.
Amen.
He says it's going to remain a mystery until. The seventh angel
sang.
Which is the seventh church age messenger.
Yes.
Yes. Brother William Branham. We recognize him. Amen. When his message was finished, the mystery of God was cleared up.
Amen, believe it. Now we're talking about a singular mystery. And it has to do with the seven church ages, seven seals. In the year 60 or 61, he preached on the seven church ages. And then in 63, God told him to go west. He had a vision before he went.
Anaona maso mbele pamene akalipopita.
I mean seven angels.
Anakumana nao angelo kwa nenda ngati seven.
And he was out, went west in obedience to the vision.
Anaenda ku west.
And while he was there, seven angels appeared.
Pamene anapita uko atangelo kwa nenda seven anaonekera.
And when they ascended back up, they made the face of Christ. You probably saw the vision.
Pamene iyo anaonekera anapanga maonekedwe a Yesu Kristu.
So he told him, return back east. Which was Jeffersonville, Indiana, where his church was at. Jeffersonville, Indiana, where Brother Brown's church at. He returned back to Jeffersonville. And when he got back there, God told him that he was going to reveal the mystery of the seven seals, not six.
Amen. Some
people say only six of them was open.
The angel said seven.
Yes. And when he returned back home, he preached the seven seals. And it completely cleared up the route the church took from Pentecost to
the
man. Thus finishing that singular mystery that dealt with the church ages and the route the church took, how it fell away and God brought it back to
the man.
And now that we're restored back to the faith of the
Father,
He has restored to us a New Testament ministry.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that New Testament ministry consists of apostles, prophets, pastors, the five offices of the New Testament church. And God said, this is given for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of
Christ.
Till we come into the fullness, the full stature of the
Amen.
Amen. Really put the scripture right in there that warns us that will come those will use cunning craft.
Amen.
Well, I just used a little cunning craftness on you to show you what they do. He's still going to perfect the church with a New Testament ministry. He's still going to use the ministry of Ephesians 4 to bring us to the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
And when this minister is on the scene and is recognized, then we will all speak the truth in love. Bible says we'll be no longer children tossed to and fro by everyone. In other words, we'll have our head on straight. We'll have our head on straight. That's just the illustration here I'm using. We'll know what we're doing. Yes, amen. Then it says it'll lead us on till we the body reach the fullness of Christ. Then we'll begin to edify one another.
Amen.
And
Because that's what God gave us the Holy Ghost for.
Veja bem, não lugar a se passar a mzimu era.
The Holy Ghost is none other
mzimu era uyu
than your portion of the life of Christ.
O tio nascerá com o gambari da Jesus Cristo.
And he said, when he put this life of Christ in, he'd lead you and guide you into all truth.
Adibamene inu muzamela na mzimu era uza upeleka yani.
So this is a test.
Diponzo Indian Tawi.
Some folks will say, I believe all the words. Read on the little New Testament scripture and they go like a scatter like birds.
Amen.
Because they've got their prefix idea.
Diponzo bakuti walinayo malingaliro ozipangira kali.
And Brother Brown, being that prophet with great signs and wonders, he's the only one they'll listen to. So God used him to say some things. It became a fan in his hand. The word says when he comes in the last day, he'll have his fan in his hand. And he'll thoroughly purge his floor.
Amen.
He'll thoroughly purge his floor. He'll have his fan in his hand when they gather the wheat in. He'll thoroughly purge his floor. Okay? Amen. Let me be working. Amen. That's all right. Amen. 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 God used Brother Brown to say some things to become a fan. This is recorded about the fan in Matthew chapter 3.
Amen.
Where he has the fan in his hand. He began the fan.
Yeah.
And when he gets through fanning, there ain't going to be nothing left but the wheat. So the fan's still working.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, he said when we reach this point, that we would be the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:16. And said the body would begin to edify one another. Every joint would supply to the other.
Amen.
Take that back to 1 Corinthians 12. There's not only a fivefold ministry, that's the leadership. Under Christ, of course. A fivefold ministry of leadership under Christ. But he also gave 9 spiritual gifts. Now in these 9 gifts a man or a woman can have either one of them as many as God ordained.
Yes.
And he further said in the church, he said in the church helps. Government and all these things, so that everyone would have a part in this. There's not a one left there. And there's not any big eyes and little ears. The word said we're all one in Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
By one Spirit we're all baptized into one body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And when the mystery of God was finished, we see the Lamb. We see the lamb pictured with 7 eyes and 7 horns.
Seven eyes and seven horns.
That only expressed the lamb as he was through the church age.
Utuona sela mkosa imomeni nariri pantawi ya ma church ages.
Because he came each time with a messenger. One preacher. And one of those seven spiritual angels assisted that earthly messenger.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, man, I'm about to
Amen.
All right. So the early church did not see the Lamb with seven horns and seven eyes.
Bingo, why am I sitting there warning? When I want to say we the master seven, the younger seven.
Peter spoke of the Christ as being the Lamb of God.
Petro na mena po za Kristo kungala mana wankosta wamu.
But no time did neither Peter or Paul said he had seven eyes and seven horns.
Kunani de Paul ngangale imoza mena Petro ngangale Paul anani na kupasa nyangali.
That would be a freak of nature. That would be something unnatural.
Izi ngikala munga zintu munga zanjani.
Amen. Because there's no such thing as this.
Amen.
But God gave John the vision in order to show the seven church ages.
Amen.
Now we get back to see the Lamb as the lovely Son of God. That mystery is finished. We've come through that age. Now God's got a
fivefold
ministry on the scene.
Yes.
They present Jesus as the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And the only way they'll mention the seven eyes and seven horns. If they won't refer back to the church age, then they'll bring in the seven eyes and seven horns.
That seven church ages,
but now we see him as the glorious Son of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do you love it?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise
God.
Berea in the Bible. When they heard something taught, they went to the Word.
Amen. Amen.
And they
studied
the Word.
Amen.
To see whether it was right or not.
Amen.
And Paul said, these are the more noble Christians.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Preach,
brother.
Preach. Amen. I appreciate God saying that prophet.
Amen.
I'd probably been in an organization somewhere.
Amen. Yes.
I'd probably been in a denomination somewhere. But he called me out.
Yes.
He called us out and God called him home.
Yes.
Amen. If somebody Amen. Say the word don't come to nobody but the prophet, say, brother, I'm in the new camp.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Somebody say he finished all the mysteries of the Bible. Say, brother, read your Bible.
I think that the winner is going to be a series of zones.
It's a single mystery. John told us what it was in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. Brother Brown finished in the tent.
Amen.
So that leaves us where we've got to look to Christ.
Amen.
We can't say I'm following the prophet. No, we got to follow Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And when we do that, God will anoint some men and send them to help us.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
I did
a big meeting over in the Philippines. But I went over to show them the love of God.
Amen.
I said, brethren, I'm not here to say I know more than you or anything like that. I said, I'm only here to put my shoulder to the wheel.
Amen.
I said, let's go out of here and take the Philippines for God.
Amen.
When we came out of the meeting, I had about 100 invitations. The brethren said, come to our church.
Amen.
Well,
praise the Lord.
Amen. The Word of God is eternal.
Amen.
The Word of God is eternal.
Abimau ya murungu ya yami haya.
So there's no way, so no place to get through. So we can't get through.
So sikonza kupitiriza.
It's just like a water hose, you know. What are you watering?
Munga pamene mumangala otirira.
When you go so you just tie a knot in and come back and get the next thing untied and let it keep flowing.
Amen.
Amen.
How many have been blessed? This is what we want.
Amen.
We thank God for this.
Amen.
This is, you know, I call it when we are there at the hotel that it is just your call.
Amen.
Yes, just test. So we just thank God. Tomorrow we are going to have a full time.
Amen.
Singing, rejoicing. Amen. I believe by the help of God, you know, here we are back to the small place. Amen. Please, we have also a class there which has been booked. So we have to be there by 9 hours. Amen. Please, brothers, this is room 4 at Twatasha Primary School. Amen. So we have to be there by 9 hours. And the brothers will be there, Brother Kalengele, to set things in order. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, here we have to stand now, because all of us, we have to really stand up. Praise the Lord.